Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. Today, I'm talking about the ever-present sweet flavor. Well, sweets aren't all bad because mother's milk is sweet and baby's first foods are often sweet. But 200 years ago, the average American ate about 4 pounds of sugar a year. And now that number has escalated to about 150 pounds a year. That's crazy. People are eating their weight in sugar in 1 year, and it's said that teenage boys are some of the worst offenders. So, and I guess I'm assuming that those of you hip enough to listen to KGNU probably don't do as much as the average American. But the sweet flavor, when it's a natural sweet flavor, indicates the presence of carbohydrates. It's a nourishing tonic with a special affinity for the stomach and spleen. But unfortunately, sugar, which either comes from sugar cane or sugar beets, has all of the nutrition removed from it. That's the molasses. That's where all the B vitamins and the minerals go to. And most of us aren't using molasses as a sweetener. So we remove all the nutrients from those sweet foods and turn sugar into a white crystalline powder, which is basically a drug. Now, sugar's in the grass family, the Poaceae family. It's a relative of wheat and barley and rye, things that are also used to make alcohol and flour. And so we know that the sweet flavor does have a place. It can help slow down acute symptoms. And I think that's one reason why we crave sweet so much. It helps to calm us down and increases our tolerance to stress and pain. But if we're getting the sweet flavor from sugar, it's actually demineralizing the body. And we know that sugar can erode our teeth, but also our bones and make our blood very acid, which makes us crave more sugar. So the sweet flavor is nourishing. It can build our immune systems. And rather than going for sugary foods, let's try to get our sweet flavor from things like winter squash, pumpkins, fresh fruit. And then we can also help to disperse our craving for sweets by using sweet herbs like fennel, anise, stevia, licorice. But as far as sweeteners go, one of my favorites is dates or maple syrup. If you're buying maple syrup, think about getting the darker maple syrup. It's more mineral rich. Same thing for honey. The darker the honey, the more minerals it has in it. Remember to give thanks to the bees. So don't let sweet be your only flavor. And if you are going to eat it, try to get it from a whole source. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.